So we just wanted to know, what are some of your favorite things about working with BCG?
I had an interesting experience. So I'll just tell the story for a second. I started working with a guy named Scott. I can't remember his last name.
Borden, I think.
Yes. And frankly, he was very nice, and he always sent me stuff, and he did a really good job putting a cover letter together. I really liked the cover letter that was put together. I liked how he would call instead of email if he had something he really wanted to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's important, and I think a lot of people don't do that anymore. And then I got a call back with Milbank, the firm I ended up going with, or so I thought.
Mm-hmm.
He had emailed me and said it's a callback, and then I think he wasn't fully understanding what a callback was.
Because
then when it came time to getting a hotel and just simple booking of a flight, he said they wouldn't pay for that, and then it ended up costing me about $700 to do it, which is fine because it's worth it. I wasn't going to tell them, no, I won't be with people anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that was really confusing for me, and I wasn't sure if it was a lack of experience or just handling things or what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of gave me a bad taste at first. And then I started working with Claudia, I believe, who stepped in after him, and she was really good. She kind of just jumped in and said, can we talk about this? What can we do? What are you thinking about? I think, I had some other offers that were actually through a different recruiter. And, of course, she emphasized the Milbank offer. But I believed what she said when she compared it to what, I appreciated her advice.
Mm-hmm.
She's also been open to, she said, do you need help on neighborhoods and moving and all that stuff? So
mm-hmm.
I felt like she's done, handled this a lot more. She's a lot more, knowing what's going to happen. I debated asking for a signing bonus since I had multiple offers. She then contacted Milbank and their recruiter and said, would this be bad? They ended up finding a good way to get me a little better deal than the original first offer. So I really appreciated her knowledge and knowing how best to approach that and giving me advice on what would and would not be, a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Probably a little weird since I started with one person, switched to another. I thought there was an interview process, and then I got an offer, which was amazing, but I think all that a little confusing there.
Yes. All right. And how did working with us make your job easier?
Well, frankly, at first it wasn't.
I can tell.
At first, it was not easier because I felt like, going back to remembering 2L and 3L and 1L callbacks, when I would work directly with the recruiter, I don't think the confusion of, is this just a general meet a couple people or is this a callback or what is this?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that will happen.
Mm-hmm.
And, the way it was worded was kind of like, hey, are you going to be out here anytime? And I actually was going to be. But I think so in the beginning, I honestly don't think it would have been. I think what was easier was that that Scott said, hey, there's this restructuring opportunity at this great firm.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the part where I probably would have known about it otherwise, or, you guys follow that stuff much closer. So I think that was how in the beginning it helped at first. And in the end, as far as getting a little bit better offer, I think that's something that definitely Claudia was able to help. That I'm not sure I would have been able to do myself.
Oh, good.
I think it was nice to have the kind of in-between for her to talk to their recruitment staff so I didn't have to directly ask a partner just to kind of feel out the waters.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was where it was more helpful than had I been on my own.
Okay. And then what are the first three feelings or words that come to mind when you think of our company?
Big, opportunities, and overall knowledgeable. Like I said, there's a caveat to that, how it started, but overall, I felt like once I started working with Claudia, and there's someone else I spoke to a couple times too, I can't remember his name, that seemed to have quite a bit of a lot of experience.
Oh, good. Good. And where would you rank us amongst other recruiting companies?
I guess it's hard to say since I was only working with one other person.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought she was really, really strong. I can't even remember which company she was with. But, yeah, it's really hard. I can't really say.
Oh, that's fine.
There were pros and cons to, like, both ones that I worked with. Everyone does things a little differently, so.
Yeah. And then last question, how would you describe us to a peer or someone that is in a similar position at a different company?
Sure. How would you describe us? I would describe it as, you know, full of, you know, experience and opportunities, you know, keeping things confidential, like as you will too. So if you reach out, you know, make sure both sides are confidential. I think that's respected, and I like that. I would, I guess, say there are a lot of people. I think I had 6 or 7 people from BCG at one time or another connect with me on LinkedIn within about a 3-month span.
Mm-hmm.
I would say they're not all created equal. I would say to look and kind of, you know, talk to and look at backgrounds and experience before you decide which person you want to be your primary contact.
Okay, great. Thank you for your insight and your feedback. It's really helpful for us. Is it okay if we share some of your comments in our materials?
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you so much for your time. Have a good day.
All right, thank you.